State Farm agent Pete Euler right here in Emporia can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 620-342-6272. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler.
And as we get to our Newsmaker 2 segment rolling, we're pleased to be joined by Pastor Cheryl Henson with First Congregational Church. Got some big doings, I guess, that are in a way church-related here today. Pastor Cheryl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going today?
How are you today?
Having a great day. How about you?
We're doing all right here today, and thanks for joining us here to talk about the opening of your church pantry. Talk a little bit about, I guess, what's leading to this opening here today.
Well, we had originally done a lot with food and community meals, and the pandemic really put a stop to that. And so we looked around and did some research, which would see to see what would be a good new outreach for the church. And we came across an idea called the baby closet. And what the baby closet will do will provide essential items for families with infants through five-year-olds. We researched the community and found there's lots of services for school children, there's lots for seniors, there's lots for homeless. But we really felt that the families with very young children, newborns, toddlers, were sort of overlooked. We looked into things, and we found out that the average cost for a family just for diapers is about $100 a month. And so our new ministry or outreach will provide essential items for children of that age, things like diapers, clothing, wipes, formula food, blankets, toiletries, baby equipment, all of those kinds of things. And right now we're in the stage of collecting those sorts of items. We've set aside a large room in the church. We've purchased clothing racks. We've started purchasing a lot of those items. But what we're especially looking for is gently used, clean clothing for infants through 5 years old. And we will start, our target date is in January. And we're already sending out letters asking the community to help us in this effort. We've had three community donations so far, and we're really excited about how we can reach out to these young families and children.
Yeah, obviously there is a need for that, and I think this will be a very important service provided by the First Congregational Church. Well, Pastor Henson, if people have things they would like to donate, how can they go about doing that?
Well, the church office is open daily, and they can be dropped off there, particularly Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursdays is 9 to 4, Mondays 9 to noon, and Fridays 9 to noon. Of course, Sunday mornings are always fine also, but they can call the church office if there's another time that they need to drop by, like in the evening or something, and we can make arrangements for that. Monetary donations can just be mailed to the church office and designated for the baby closet. We really ask everyone in the community to help with this. I think everyone has a heart for babies and for toddlers, small children. And really, there's just no one helping these young families that we were able to find. And so that's really what's been on our heart. Just a little biblical thing here, but you know, Jesus in Matthew says, "Let the little children come unto me." And I think that Jesus himself had a special heart for children. They're some of the most vulnerable people in our society. They're totally dependent on others. And so we really want to reach out to them and make this not just for Emporia, but for the community.
Speaking of that, how has the early returns been as far as community response and help is concerned? I know this is, you know, really, I guess, maybe the first full-blown announcement here to the community that this is now developing and will be in place here very shortly. But how have things gone, I guess, maybe on a smaller scale?
Yes, that is. But we have a number of clothing items coming in. We've had formula donations from the health department. We're in contact with the Kansas Food Bank to see what kind of food items they could provide with us. We have sent out letters to our service organizations, and two of them have responded so far with very generous donations. So we're rolling right along. We've sent in a grant request to our own national denomination. And this week, letters will go out to our corporations in town. And we really anticipate that we'll have some very generous responses.
And talking with Pastor Cheryl Hansen.
We're hoping also to...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. We're also hoping to get some of the college young people involved, you know, the fraternity, sorority, some of the organizations over there. We also... later on, when we open in January, we'll be asking for volunteers who might want to help work and organize things in the pantry.
Again, Pastor Cheryl Hansen joining us here on KVUE as we talk about the opening upcoming of the church's pantry at this point in time. Remind folks again exactly what are some of the different items that you're really looking for. Obviously, you mentioned, you know, diapers and clothing, but remind folks here exactly what you need to help the community need that you're seeing.
Any item that a small child would use. So, you know, simple things like baby shampoo and baby lotion, baby blankets, toiletries. We're even looking for equipment like high chairs and strollers and play centers, toys, books, anything imaginable from an infant to a five-year-old. We are going to stock those sorts of things. So, if a family comes in and they need a high chair and we have one, they will give that for free. All of this will be given out free.
Outstanding. And in case people would like to help out the effort, how do they reach out to the office and then start that process before bringing stuff over?
You know what? I didn't write down the office phone number. That's terrible.
Just stop by the church. That'd probably be just good enough.
Yes, indeed. Let me see. I'm at home. But anyway, it's First Congregational Church of Emporia. We do have Facebook. We do have a website. It is at 12th and State. It's the church that's right there with the large sign. And the church office is on the State Street side. So, you know, give us a call or message us, however they want to reach out.
All right, so you're looking at getting things open, what you mentioned, in January then?
Yeah, that's correct. When we get closer to that, we will have a grand opening and invite people in to see the facility, the room that's set up for it.
So once you are open, families can come in. Do they need to apply or fill out an application? How is that going to work?
Yes, there will be an application. They are able to come in monthly, okay. And each we're still setting up the rules, but each month they will be able to receive diapers and a certain number of items of clothing. We'll probably start out with maybe four items of clothing. There is a baby closet in Topeka that we have modeled ourselves on, and they've been in business for 10 years. We have learned from them, and so... eventually, we hope to give away even more as donations come in.
Well, what a great...
Yes, it will be once a month. They will register.
All right. Baby closet opening in January, but your donations are welcome now to the First Congregational Church on 12th Street. Well, Pastor, great idea, and good luck with the project, and let us know when that grand opening is going to be.
Oh, we will do that. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
You too. Blessings to you.
Yeah, Pastor Cheryl Hansen with the First Congregational Church. It's the Baby Closet, Chuck, opening up in January.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the morning show slate of interviews, if you've got an event, activity, cause, or purpose that you want to go ahead and highlight, be sure to call us at 342-1400 or email us, kvue@kvue.com, and we'll get that process rolling for you. Now, tomorrow, we'll talk about one of the activities which is going to be taking place really dark and early on Saturday. It's the grocery grab. We'll get the final update on that for the Emporia Rotary Club. Shirley Antis will join us at 8:20 tomorrow morning here on KVUE.
It is the grocery grab day.
Yes, sir.
Coming up on Saturday. Hey, also hang in there, folks, because we're going to be guessing the gobble here.
What?
And just, we're going to give some turkey away, maybe two here before the hour's out.
You said two turkeys?
Could be, yeah.
Man, I'm going to have to run to the store real quick and get some stuffing for you.
Hang in there. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 620-342-6272. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. Good morning. It's 837.
Modern Air and Lennox have a full line of products specifically designed to provide clean, safe air in your home or office.